The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hi there, news listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of the Google Show. News show. You'll see what I mean in a minute. It's the 10th of December, 2019. 15 days till Christmas. We've got all the best Google news. Again, you'll see what I mean in a minute. Coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Now, no, Google doesn't have any special event going on. That just happens to be the bulk of the news today. So if you're not a Google fan, I'm very sorry. If you are, well, it's your lucky news day. Starting off with some AR news from Google. This is pretty cool, I've got to say. Apparently, Google's been quietly working on this and trying to improve its augmented reality platform. You might know it better as AR Core. What are those upgrades? Well, depth detection, which is promising AR experiences to be a little bit more, well, shall we say, realistic. Basically, how this is achieved is the artificial object is actually blocked from view by other real-world objects in the scene. Take something, say, like an animal. That's just there in the room, and you can see it disappear from view when you angle your camera in a way that places a bed or, say, a table on top of the object in between. Basically, what it gets down to, it just makes what you're looking at more believable. In fact, from what we can see, yeah, it's getting pretty damn good. Unfortunately, right now, these demos, they're not really available to the public yet, but Google is hoping the app makers will make similar to vastly improved experiences when it's ready to release the updated depth API to all developers. So yeah, probably sometime next year we'll actually be able to experience these things ourselves. For right now, you just gotta go with what's on YouTube. Well, from Google AR, we move over to Google Pixel now. Pixel's got quite a few updates for us. Actually, the updates are called Pixel Feature Drops. This is actually the first major update we're seeing for the Pixel, not counting all those bug fixes and all that crap. This one actually has a lot of new features and improvements. Got portrait mode now for all photos. Got improved duo video calls. Hey, and speaking of calls, you can actually avoid those robocalls now. Yeah, those robotic calls that you just don't want to have anything to do with. Well, it'll just quietly decline them for you. One of the nice features we're seeing is better RAM management. Thank goodness. With this new update, your Pixel will proactively compress cached applications so you can actually run multiple apps at the same time. What's even better is not only will it show up on the Pixel 4, but your 2, 3, and 3A devices, yep, they're gonna get it too. Here's the only problem. If you thought you could get that update right this very second, nope. No, it's not available today, but Google is promising it will be available in a couple of weeks. And finally, ending with, yes, Google. You know those Explore Edition glasses? Those are no longer supported now. In fact, if you've actually got a pair, you're getting your last update as we speak. Yes, after spending $1,500 way back in 2012, your tech investment will be supported no more. A lot of this actually has to do with the decision over the years to change it around so much. Not to mention its approaches and targeted businesses, and the list kind of goes on and on. Now, to get that final update, you're going to have to manually download it. Wow, thanks, Google. You'll have to unzip and install the file by using, of course, your computer. Now, if you decide if that's too much of a hassle for you, you can actually keep using the device, says Google, but mirror apps like Gmail, YouTube, and Hangouts, those won't work no more. Got yourself a story and no one else is listening, send it to us, except if it's damn Google news. Yeah, we've had about all we can handle for today. Send it on over at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Of course, our official website where the podcast and so much other tech goodiness lives, britishtechnetwork.com, powered by TSO Host, our fine, lovable hosting company. Let them do a little loving on you, too. So if you need to get your website up and going and have it reliable as it can be, check them out today, tsohost.com. Find us over there on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. You can give us a follow as well on Twitter at British Tech, and come join us in our BTN community over at our Slack room at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much for listening.